Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Congratulations, Tom. That's all right, isn't it? First win of the season.
About time. Yeah. 2 games too late, but we're here.
You know what? Why change the habit of a lifetime? Let's talk about injuries.
Oh my God,
So we'll talk about the actual performance in a second, but just an update on where we are. You've got subs being subbed. where are we at now?
We're struggling, I'm not going to lie. We're on bare minimum, absolute bare minimum. The two that have come off, both quad injuries, and we're not going to see them anytime soon. Even worse alongside the injuries, we've got no Abby Hunt now either. On Sunday, she rocked up from work. That's why
she did warming up at our time,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we're on our knees, honestly.
Well, when you took over the job, I was talking about your experience, obviously, at Sheffield United and Man United. Yeah. You're going to need those connections, aren't you? Are you going to have to dip into the loan market here? And
the issue we've got with loaning from Sheff and stuff, their season hasn't even started, so. All their players are hungry. Do you know what I mean? There's no one that's, you know, going to be on the fringes. If we need to wait a few months to even access loans, I think we're going to have to go to the market and see what's about. Got to be clever. But like you say, we're in the midst of the season now at our level, and that's one of the issues about the divisions below us haven't started, and the divisions above us haven't started yet. Like I say, we've played 3 now, and we've got another in on Sunday.
And Kayleigh Cunliffe, how's she doing? That was
concussion. I don't think we'll see her soon.
No,
she's got a massive shiner.
We're sending our best to everyone on the injury list. Let's talk about
performance.
The performance. Yeah. I mean, that was. You said it's coming. You've got every confidence. We'll do it. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it was absolutely spot on. Like I say, a few missed chances in front of goal, and on another day, hopefully it won't punish us. And we need to still keep working on that. But we're a lot more secure. We've gone through 3 centre-halves in a game. And in fairness, we conceded a worldy free kick, which won't matter of who was on the pitch or who was in the net. We're going in that one. I think she emailed it in. But yeah, it's definitely coming together. Like I say, we've got to be a bit more compact out of possession, and you can see that it's not naturally the way we'd probably want to play. But the midfield too, Lauren Davis, Kay O'Gara, Eve behind them, worked tirelessly all game, and that's why we had to drag Kate just to try and keep her in some condition for Sunday. But no, it's. I mean, like you say, you've said it there, Ben. It's coming together.
Yeah.
It does feel a bit too late for me, but that's because I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Well, Newcastle tonight beat Anik 7-1.
Yeah.
So it's looking like that start to the season might not necessarily have been a bad result.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bad result, but
for me, what annoyed me the most with the Newcastle game, and I said it on air, it was the performance. The scoreline came because of the performance. At half time I could have changed things and set up shop, but we wouldn't be getting to this position now. Yeah, we lost 6, and by the looks of it, quite a few are going to probably get pumped by Newcastle, but we'll be ready for them next time.
You mentioned the midfield. Davis was excellent. I thought Smith on the right was good as well at times, but I'm a big fan of the left hand side of FC United at the moment. Donnellan, Chambers, O'Gara and Hartley were having a ball at times, weren't they? I mean, that we had so much joy in the first half, in particular, down the left.
Yeah, and it forced the change on them. They changed the system. They looked like they were playing a 3-4-3 with a very narrow top three, which is why we pulled them fullbacks in initially. But like I say, once we got our confidence, and to be honest, it was the quickest start into a game I've seen from this squad so far, and we could be more free. And like I say, Anya started peeling off. The players were bouncing it out here, and like you say, it was a joy to watch at times. And if we were being critical, it probably should have been a bit more from the first half. But I'm not going to grumble tonight anyway.
No, we hit the bar, didn't we, in the first half too?
Yeah.
Right, Barnsley next on Sunday. They've only played one game, haven't they, so
yeah,
far? So.
So basically, they were meant to play Bolton this weekend, which obviously Bolton dropped out of the league. And for some reason, they had Leeds as their midweek game, and it hasn't been played, so... In the last 7 days, we would have played 3 games and they would have played none. So, just what you want when you've got an injury-riddled team, innit?
Yeah.
But the good thing from tonight was we saw the grittiness and we saw the side of these players and this team we haven't seen yet. And that's my proudest moment, and that's the breakthrough for us. And the elements we can build on, because we're now working off the ball, we understand it, we're fighting for each other, we're winning our 1v1s, and like I say, we're a very good technical team. My biggest argument was we're not tough enough, we don't fight enough, and we've done that tonight, which has allowed us then to play all the football we're capable of. But we haven't been in that position yet because we haven't worked hard enough off the ball to have it enough.
Well, I thought it was a good performance.
No,
really
spot on. So proud of him.
Congratulations, Tom, to everyone. Alicia Marsh, by the way, was a good summariser.
Yeah.
She gave play of the match to Christy Chambers.
Yeah,
so, there we
top
go.
Stuff. Thank you so much,
Tom, and we'll see
pleasure,
you.
Ben.
We'll see you on Sunday.
See you on Sunday, mate. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.